Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friend, Wednesday, July the 18th, and we're devoting our entire segment today to the Maples Rep Theater and the production they have opening in just a couple of days. I want to introduce you, first of all, Brandon McChaffrey, who is the director of this production, which is called The Marvelous Wonderettes, right?
Right.
Good to have you here, Brandon. Now, you're filling in for Todd Davidson, who is on stage right now.
Yes, he's on stage right this moment.
Yeah. But tell me, what is The Marvelous Wonderettes about?
The Marvelous Wonderettes is a story about four girls. It's their senior prom. It's 1958, and they get their big break as the girls' singing group in their high school to sing at the senior prom and perform for everyone.
Now, they don't go on in life and become a famous singing group, do they?
Not per se. They don't at the end of prom, but...
You don't know.
We don't know.
You'll have to come to see to find out
what their
history is. We can't give the ending away here.
No, I'm known to do that every time I'm here. So,
and I was trying to trick you into that. That's not nice.
It's not
but
nice.
But we've got three of the Marvelous Wonderettes with us today. Normally there are four.
There are four. The other one's on stage with Todd right now.
Okay. Let's get the names of the three Marvelous Wonderettes. You are?
I am Kelsey.
And your character
name
is?
And I'm playing Betty Jean.
Betty Jean. And then we have?
Lori, and I'm playing Missy.
And?
Lindsay, and I'll play Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou. Okay, and you two are sisters in real life, not in the show. The song you're going to do for us right now is a song that I grew up, I was already grown up, I was in high school at the time, and this was one of my favorite tunes by Leslie Gore, and you do it just a little different, a slightly different twist of It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To. The Marvelous Wonderettes, take it.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
Message. It's her party. She'll cry if she wants to.
Yes, she will.
And that's pretty good. That was Leslie Gore's big hit. Now, the next one that we have coming up was a song from what era?
It is from the 50s. It's from Act One, and it was originally recorded by Ruth Brown.
Okay.
But it's sung by Cindy Lou, who's a bit of a boyfriend stealer, we'll say.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and what's it called?
Lucky Lips.
Lucky Lips. Okay, so Cindy Lou, this is your song.
This is my song.
One of the Marvelous Wonderettes and Lucky Lips. Is that the real name of
yep.
the song?
Lucky Lips.
Okay, and if you're ready, here we go with Lucky Lips. Cindy Lou, take it.
when I was just a little girl with long and silky curls. My mama told me, honey, you've got more than other girls. Now you know you are good looking, and you'll soon wear diamond clips, and you'll never have to worry, 'cause you've got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true. I don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot, or good luck charms. With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arms. With lucky lips, she'll always have a fella in her arms. I never get heartbroken, no, I never get the blues. And if I play that game of love, I know I just can't lose. When they spin that wheel of fortune, all I do is kiss my chips. And I know I picked a winner, 'cause I've got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true. I don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot, or good luck charms. With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arms. With lucky lips, she'll always have a fella in her arms. I'll always have a fella in my arms.
Oh, that's good. They don't write songs like that anymore.
No, they don't. Yeah. No, they don't.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
It is called The Marvelous Wonderettes. Thank you, ladies, for coming by.
Thank you for having
me. I wish you the very best. You're opening in 2 days.
2 days.
Okay, at the Maples Rep Theater in Macon. And for ticket information, what do people do?
You can either call the box office at 660-385-2924 or go to our website, www.maplesrep.com.
And you can purchase your ticket online.
Yep.
You can even pick out the seat that you want.
You sure can.
Okay, and it's all set. Brandon, we got about 30 seconds here. You were telling me something that I did not realize. You were directing this show.
Yes.
But once the show opens, I
lose all my power.
I didn't realize that. Once the show opens, you are not allowed to you can't even make a suggestion, can you?
We like to think of it as once the show opens, it's in the hands of the stage manager, and it's up to the stage manager to keep the integrity of the show and keep it up to par.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Maple Rep Theater. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and Maplewood Barn Community Theater is our topic. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You can watch this or listen to it again. Go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.